Hey there, welcome. Today, we're diving into a topic I know many of you can relate to. What happens when everything goes out the window and you're trying to stay fluent under pressure? Let's get started. Part one, why speech skills seem to disappear under pressure. So why do our speech skills just seem to vanish when we're under stress? Well, it comes down to something called the sympathetic nervous system. This is your fight or flight response kicking in. In high pressure situations, your body actually directs energy away from the parts of the brain that handle planning and coordination, those areas we rely on for smooth, controlled speech. It's focusing instead on survival, which is great when we're in danger, but not so helpful when we're trying to communicate effectively. And so other factors can make this reaction even more intense. For example, past experiences. Think about times you've blocked or stuttered before. Your brain remembers these moments, which can trigger that tense reaction again. Environment. Speaking in front of superiors, large groups, or unfamiliar faces can really ramp up that anxiety, making it harder to access your regular speech patterns. Old thought patterns and habits. If you've spent years reacting to stress in a certain way, your brain automatically goes into freeze mode when it feels that same tension. The key takeaway here is this: under pressure, your brain is prioritizing survival over fluent speech, which is why we sometimes feel a breakdown in our ability to communicate smoothly. Part two, preparing to stay calm and fluent under pressure. Now let's talk about how we can train our brains to stay calm and fluent in high pressure situations. And so this is where the parasympathetic nervous system comes into play, the system that helps us relax and focus. You can actually prime your brain for these situations with a few powerful techniques. Deep breathing, taking deep, slow breaths activates the parasympathetic system, which slows your heart rate and helps your mind and body relax. Intentional pausing. Pausing intentionally allows your prefrontal cortex to regain control, making it easier to stay present and keep stress at bay. Visualization and affirmations. Picture yourself speaking smoothly and use affirmations like, "I'm calm and I speak clearly." These techniques prime your brain for fluent responses even when things get intense. And here's the thing, practicing these techniques regularly can actually build resilience. Over time, you're training your brain to handle pressure better. Eventually, this calm under pressure response becomes automatic. So the main takeaway here is that by training your brain, you're building resilience. This makes it much easier to stay fluent and confident no matter what situation you're in. Part three, what to do if you freeze up mid-speech. All right, so what if you do freeze up mid-speech? What can you do in that moment? Well, the first step is to pause and breathe. Simply take a moment, breathe deeply, and let the amygdala, the part of your brain that handles fear, calm down. This will give your prefrontal cortex a chance to regain control, helping you restore your fluency. Next, reframe the moment. Use simple affirmations like, "I'm in control," or "I speak calmly and confidently." Now, this quick mental shift can stop any negative self-talk from spiraling and keep you focused on what you want to communicate. Finally, start slowly and focus on your message. So remember, clarity is more important than perfection. Speak at a pace that allows you to feel in control, which will help you maintain your composure. So the big takeaway here is that the parasympathetic response is like a reset button. By practicing these recovery techniques, you'll be able to bounce back quickly and keep your focus on the message you're delivering, not the challenge in front of you. And